Enda Brady, UK correspondent, with us now. Evening, Enda.
Morning, Heather. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, the promise was that the migrant boat crisis was going to get better, but it's got worse, hasn't it?
It has. It's got to the worst level ever for a quarter. So we've just had the figures in for January, February, March of this year. And would you believe it, 4,644 men, women and children have got across from France to the UK illegally in those small boats. 4,644. Mm. It's the worst it's ever been. Sunak's big pledge last year, he asked people to judge him on five things. The economy was one, inflation was another. But the big talking point amongst people is these small boats, and it's getting worse, if anything. So, yeah, another headache for Rishi Sunak this Easter.
Enda, did we really need to be warned not to eat an entire Easter egg in one go?
Well, this is an open letter from one of the top doctors in the National Health Service, Dr. Andrew Kelso. He put it up on his NHS Trust's website. It's now been taken down. And the headline was, be a good egg this Easter and look after yourself. And he just points out, and I mean, look, we're in the midst of an obesity epidemic here. Type 2 diabetes is going off like a rocket. Just walk around any British high street and you will be absolutely gobsmacked at the state of what people have let their bodies go to. And this doctor is just pointing out that 3/4 of an adult's daily calorie intake can be contained in an Easter egg. And he's just imploring people not to eat them all in one sitting. Well, the end result is people on social media have said that they are going to take this as a challenge and they're going to do it. Nigel Farage, you won't believe this, Nigel Farage has waded in on his TV show, believe it or not. He actually has a TV show here. He started eating an egg live on air and says he detests the nanny state and this doctor is being ridiculous. But I actually side with the doctor on this one, Heather. Walk around any town in England and get back to me.
But, Enda, I mean, if it's 3/4 of your calories, what kind of an Easter egg is it? Is it a gigantic Easter egg that's not hollow?
No, just your ordinary sized egg off a supermarket shelf. You know, a man should only be consuming 2,500 calories a day, a woman 2,000. And the doctor's just pointing out that, you know, a lot of these eggs are 1,500 to 2,000 calories, some of them. So, but Farage ripped into it last night on his TV show, and the end result is everyone's talking about morning here.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, so speaking of warnings, so the soccer fans have been warned that if they're going to visit Germany, watch out, the beer is stronger.
Yes, so European Championships in soccer happen in Germany this summer. It's a big deal, runs from June to July for 4 weeks, and England have qualified and Scotland have qualified. So they reckon there's going to be about 500,000 people from the UK heading to Germany to watch soccer and mostly drink beer and hang out. And I really hope the behaviour doesn't make headlines as we've seen in previous tournaments. But the UK Foreign Office has put a warning up pointing out, and I think a lot of people won't know this, certainly in the UK, German lager is much stronger than what you get here. So typical ABV alcohol content for an English lager is about 4.4%. Germans average about 5.4 and upwards. So yeah, they're just pointing out that, you know, if you're going to spend the day on the beer, in the sun, drinking lager before going to the soccer match in the evening, just remember everything you're drinking is stronger in Germany.
Yeah, fair point. Enda, listen, enjoy your Easter weekend. Really appreciate your time. Talk to you next week. That's Enda Brady, our UK correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.